KSON News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel's military says it's resumed combat operations in the Gaza Strip minutes after a temporary truce with Hamas expired Friday, saying the terror group launched rockets from Gaza. The halt in fighting began a week ago on November 24th and initially lasted for 4 days, then was extended for a few days. During the week-long truce, terror group Hamas released more than 100 hostages in return for 240 violent Palestinians freed from prisons in Israel. Around 140 hostages remain in Gaza. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis are finished with their primetime debate in Georgia. In the televised Fox News special, the two men clashed on issues ranging from immigration and abortion to COVID and queer trans issues. The debate comes just days before the next GOP debate, which is set for Wednesday in Alabama. Also at SRNnews.com, a former top aide to GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is leaving his campaign to join former President Trump's campaign. Brian Swenson, Ramaswamy's national political director, confirmed that he will take a new job working closely with Mr. Trump's campaign at senior advisor Susie Wiles. Details of an airliner close call earlier this year are released.
The Austin, Texas air traffic controller who cleared a FedEx plane and a Southwest Airlines flight that used the same runway says he couldn't see the Southwest jet because of thick fog, and he thought it would take off quickly enough to clear the runway for the FedEx plane. But that didn't happen. Fortunately, the FedEx pilots saw the Southwest jet at the last minute and aborted their landing, averting a disaster by about 100 feet. The NTSB made the details public Wednesday and will likely determine a probable cause for the incident next year. Ron DeRockster reporting.
This is SRN News. Abortion clinics continue to go out of business in the country, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a report from Operation Rescue, 49 clinics have closed their doors or stopped doing abortions this year. That follows nearly 90 closures in 2022 after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The report also reveals that in 14 states, there are no abortion clinics at all. Operation Rescue President Troy Newman says, quote, "The enduring efforts of faithful Americans on the pro-life side are paying off and having a winning effect." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Congress will no longer prohibit religious symbols on ornaments submitted for use on the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree. The Christian Defense Coalition is cheering the new guidelines, something the group's been calling for in recent years. Coalition Director Patrick Mahoney says, "We're thankful the government has removed this troubling ban on religious symbols. The First Amendment promises freedom of religion, not freedom from religion." This is SRN News. The legal system's speed is being questioned in one state.
Most people in Mississippi's county jails have been held at least 3 months while waiting to go on trial. A survey shows some wait longer because two-thirds of counties have grand juries that meet only two or three times a year to consider indictments. University of Mississippi Law School students and staff collected the data. The center's director says Mississippi should join most other states in limiting how long prosecutors can delay seeking indictments. He says geographic misfortune can cause longer pretrial detentions. John Scott reporting.
Google's former CEO says artificial intelligence could endanger humanity within 10 years. In an interview with Axios AI Summit, Eric Schmidt said AI development is similar to the development of nuclear weapons at the end of World War II. He said the dangers of AI begin when the computer can start to make its own decision to do things. More details at SRNnews.com.